Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
Kyrie Irving, showing a little flash there. Oh, Adebayo!
Tie game at 101. Get it off! Bam for three! Yes! Bam wins the game!
Looking in for Irving.
Just being a small guard, you just got to have a multitude of finishes, and that's something I've been working on since I was a kid.
For the first time in nearly 7 years, we had not one but two game-winning buzzer beaters in the NBA on the same day. Authored by two players, they're no stranger to March Madness, right? Kyrie Irving, who led Duke to the Sweet 16, that was in 2011. And Bam Adebayo, is that Adebayo perk?
Yeah.
Adebayo, who helped get Kentucky to the Elite Eight. That was in 2017. But who's going to make a deep run in this year's tournaments? You can make sure to download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app to fill out both your women's and men's brackets here. We're approaching, is that already 8 million brackets that are being filled out here? And while you're doing so, stay here and keep it locked to NBA Today, presented by Levi's, alongside Kendrick Perkins, Austin Rivers, Brian Windhorst. I'm Malika Andrews. When I was watching Kyrie Irving hit that shot, I think the only adjective, the only descriptor I had in that moment was like, ah! Do you need something better?
It says a hook shot. He threw that thing. What are you talking about, hook? He threw it in with his left hand.
Well, if we're keeping with the theme, I think madness is also an appropriate way to describe what we saw. If you missed it, this is exactly what we are talking about. The defending champs in town visiting the Dallas Mavericks. Patrick Mahomes, his wife Brittany Mahomes, also in attendance. We're going to pick this one up. 7 minutes left in the game. The Mavs up 11. Jamal Murray drives but gets it blocked there by Derek Lively. Mavs coming the other way. Luka Doncic. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that perk.
No, well, not once he gets you on his hip. He's getting right down to the basket. He's so crafty.
Well, notice he was staring at his left hand, too. That was ominous.
Lefty in the building.
Right, that was ominous for something to come. But really, Nikola Jokic, when he gets a full head of steam, there isn't much you can do about that. This is the guy you want to have the ball in your hands. Tie game, Jamal Murray pulls up. He says, you know what? I am a cold, cold man. Here, though, Dallas down 3. Out of the timeout. Huge shot here from Luka Doncic.
Big shot, man. That's what he does.
Mark Cuban in his St. Patrick's Day green is loving it. Once again, this is the guy you want to take
early,
the shot. Couldn't
early.
Quite get it to go. How many times have we seen him make that shot, though, Austin?
I don't mind the shot. I just mind when he took it.
Well,
that's the room for this.
And then there was...
Well, what about this one?
The level of difficulty.
What's Jokic supposed to do? Jokic plays this perfectly. He's on his right side. He defends the shot. He chases him up to the top of the key. I mean, Luka didn't even know what to say.
No, Luka was stunned because usually he's the guy who's needing to take the shot in the final seconds. He said, wait a second, there's another person who can hit it with the left like that? No freaking way. We mentioned Patrick Mahomes is in the building. Here's him with Kyrie Irving after the game.
Greatness, dog.
I felt good. It's a play that we work on during shoot around pretty often. So, being lucky enough and fortunate enough to hit a left hand floater outside the free throw line, I thought I got a little closer in the paint. But when I looked at it after the game, and I was pretty far out. But, you know, shots that I work on and just being ambidextrous and being able to trust the skills that I work on when no one's watching. And, you know, fortunate enough it went in tonight.
I mean, look at this. And this isn't even quite to scale because we know that Kyrie Irving was about 20 feet from the basket. That's, you know, the magic of television here. But it was really the magic of Kyrie Irving. Can you just describe how difficult, how insane this shot was?
I don't know what's more impressive, the fact that he's able to make this shot or the fact that he chose to take this for game. It just shows you the level of confidence that he has in his left hand, his offhand. I mean, look at this right here. We're seeing a guy being contested by a 7-footer. 6'8 guy behind him, doesn't know where that's happening. Going away from his left, and it's not even a straight floater. As you can see, he kind of has like a sine wind. Mm-hmm. Like he almost like tossed the ball in
right
from past the free throw line. An incredible shot. This guy's skill level is not talked about it enough. I got to see it firsthand a little bit. Lockout year was his rookie right year. I was at Duke coming in as a freshman. He stayed on campus. So we played a one-on-one time after time, day after day. I would play perfect defense on this guy, Malika. And he would hit me with some crazy left-hand hook, stopping on a dime, can finish, you know, either hand. Mm-hmm. He really is one of the best finishers to ever play the game of basketball. And
absolutely,
every time we see moments like last night, we're reminded why he's so special.
I have no doubt that you were playing perfect defense.
I was trying.
Say, iron sharpens iron. You're not the only one, though, who noticed this shot last night. Around the NBA, folks were reacting. You have LeBron James, who knows something about Kyrie Irving making absolutely insane shots. He said, "That is freaking insane, Kyrie. You are sick." And then, of course, Damian Lillard, he chimed in on social media as well. Jalen Brunson, he added that Kyrie is so... whole lot of O's there. Tough. So that got us thinking. We need to take a look back at some of Kyrie's lefty wizardry, because this isn't the only one. This is 2015 against the Spurs. He had 57 in this game, Brian.
Yeah. One of the best games that he's had as a cap.
Yeah, I actually was on the bench. I got front row tickets.
Oh, well, what about this one? 2016. Ooh. This is in Sacramento.
Oh, my goodness.
What? And then, of course, we're going to go ahead. Perk, this is 2018. Foul. This is with the Celtics. And this is in Madison Square Garden.
Come here.
The fact, the English, the finger roll, just in traffic, but to get to that shot.
And then, of course, it all accumulated in yesterday's shot. Maybe the most difficult shot he's ever hit.
You know, Perk, you were seeing him at practice. I used to watch him at practice. He obviously used to work hard on that left hand. But he would do shots in games that I know he didn't practice. And I asked him about that once. And he said, "I've been practicing with my left hand my whole life. Mm. I've been preparing for that my whole life." Do I think he's taken a 20-foot hook shot that often, ever? No, I do not. But I know that for his whole life, he's worked with it, and he manipulates it like no one I've ever seen.
Well, he's also hitting his stride, right? He's played in 18 consecutive games for the first time since 2016. Luka, he's quite possibly playing the best basketball of his career as well. But I keep coming back to, is this duo enough? Is what they are doing at this level enough for the Dallas Mavericks to make a deep and meaningful run?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And think about 26-5-5. That is what Anthony Edwards is averaging right now. Guess who else is averaging similar numbers? Kyrie Irving, who's the number two option on the team. And it's a shame, because it actually took for Kyrie to have this spectacular shot for us to really wake up and say, you know what, Kyrie Irving has really been balling out, because he's been quiet and actually playing the game of basketball. And so when I look at the Western Conference right now, the Clippers are going through their trying times right now. Paul George just said about, you know, they trying to find their identity. Do we really trust the Sacramento Kings right now? They've been up and down.
Right.
Like, the only team that we actually could trust is the Denver Nuggets.
And who was that game against?
The Denver Nuggets. Right. So anytime you're trying to reach a goal or trying to find an identity, like going against the defending champs is no better measuring stick than that.
Yeah, so here's if you're building a case for why the Mavericks could do something this postseason, mm-hmm. what you would look at is the way that the trade deadline changed their size. And I heard Nikola Jokic say something after the game last night that really struck me. He said, you know, we were smaller than them. How often do you hear Denver say they're smaller than someone?
Very rarely.
And if you looked at the way that the rebounds played out in this game, you never see Denver get out-rebounded like this. Also, offensively, Dallas owned the offensive glass, and that's because they bring 2 7-footers off the bench. And if you're constructing a way that you're going to slow down the Nuggets, you got to throw multiple big-time big guys at Jokic. And Derek Lively, their rookie, now I'm not saying this would happen every night, but Derek Lively really held Jokic down defensively. So I'm telling you, size is going to be a big factor in the matchups in the West. Dallas now has the size to give themselves a chance against some of these matchups.
You guys make good points. I mean, this team is a very dangerous ball club. You know, you look at their top of the top, or you always try to break down playoffs. Usually coaches only play 7 guys. So I always try to find like the top 7-8 guys on mm-hmm. each roster. And if you do that for Dallas, they're a very dangerous team. And with that being said, my concern with them is defense.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't play defense. They allow 117 points. The only team in the playoff picture behind them right now is the Los Angeles Lakers. I do like that they've gotten size with Gafford. I think P.J. Washington's an upgrade from Grant Williams just in terms of fit and style of play. But I don't see this team, you know, consistently enough play defense to where I can confidently put my confidence behind them in the playoffs, making a run where I see them beating the Clippers in the seven games, let alone the Nuggets, or beating even a Minnesota Timberwolves who plays on both sides of the ball and has length and size.
But Austin, right now, we really don't see a team in the Western Conference playing defense consistently outside of the Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And great point about Gafford and Derek Lively, two athletic bigs who are being mentored by an NBA champion and a veteran in Tyson Chandler. That goes a long way.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to overreact. It was a spectacular game winner, but the West, it's still absolutely.
It was a spectacular game.
They're still playing.
Spectacular game.
I'm sorry to say.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're really good and exciting.
Yeah. March is all about champions. March is also about freshman phenoms. And oh my goodness, Brian, Ooh. Does it seem like Victor Wembanyama is hitting his stride? We're going to pick this one up in the first quarter here. The Spurs on the break. Wembanyama just comes through the lane. Slams it down.
This was like one of about seven or eight things he did in this game that jaw dropped you. This is just what he does every night. Look at that cross.
Look at this reverse.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Nothing.
That don't even look natural.
Nothing.
There's nothing you can do. It goes
Kyrie's
back to
like,
that
well, he did do
it
with his left hand.
Time. I know, right?
Look at that.
But he can, and he can block with
My
his
goodness.
Left hand.
Oh. You got to pass it out.
Just the discipline also to stay.
He was about to try third.
I know, over and over.
This was
and
no
over
fair
again.
Because the Nets are so small, it's like playing with kids.
Oh
I'm
my
serious.
Goodness, no, but that's crazy.
I'm serious.
That ability at that
about
size?
How he visualizes things before they happen on the floor, that's something he has to have thought about doing.
He's getting real comfortable right now, and that's scary for the rest of the league.
Yo, man.
I said there's like seven things. Like, we're not even there yet. Left hand.
Right, see, there you go. And I saw what Kyrie Irving did earlier. It feels like the Rookie of the Year race, it was tight for a while, and now Victor seems to be having his final
But look
say.
At that. Look. He's just too big. He's too big for them. Look at that.
But I love I love in these highlights, we're seeing a mixture of both. His ability to put it on the floor and his ability to play in the paint.
Absolutely.
And his ability to hit from distance as well. That shot has become much more consistent for him here.
So the last 13 games, he's averaging 5 assists and 5 blocks. Did you hear what I just said? 5 assists and 5 blocks.
That's crazy.
Into overtime we go. More of the Victor Wembanyama show.
I love that though. He's getting to the basket, man. He's living through the paint and then letting the jump shot come later.
But of course, because it's Victor, he has to seal it on the defensive end.
Don't
Victor, watching, hunting, pins it against the backboard.
Gets the ball.
Are we
the
sure
Spurs
he can't win Defensive
win.
Player of the Year?
122-115. Well, he did have 33 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7
God
blocks in this one. He became the second rookie with 30 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks in a game since blocks became official in 73-74. He actually joined fellow Spurs number 1 overall pick David Robinson, who did that back in 1990. So as they say in France, sacré bleu. Coming up on NBA Today. Are we all jumping on the bandwagon yet? No? Just me? Why the Heat could yet again be the most dangerous team come playoff time? Plus, the Suns, the Clippers, what's going on? They're sliding down the standings at the exact wrong time. And, Park, I'm hearing you spy a problem.
I do.
Uh-oh.
Trouble in paradise?
And Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, huge game tonight, taking on the Dubs. Can the Knicks' red-hot defense pass the Steph test? NBA Today. We'll be right back.
Steph test.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Kyrie and Victor, they may have stolen the show, but there was so much exciting action on Sunday. So let's go coast to coast, show you exactly what went down. We're going to start in Detroit. Tie game between the Pistons and the Heat. Shot clock off. Kate Cunningham.
Too early.
Step back.
I don't like it.
I'm not really sure why they didn't call a timeout.
He liked the matchup. He
took that shot. But then
the matchup could
have been
about 8 seconds.
Lived enough time for him to do that. Brian, the Heat of the seventh seed. Did they make it to the sixth?
I don't know. Every single day their injury report is drama filled. You have no idea if they'll be healthy. Bam has made one three-pointer before last week, and he made three last week.
And now it's a couple more. Next, we're going to head to Washington. The Celtics, they rolled the Wizards to get their 13th win by 25 or more this season. That's their most in franchise history. Kendrick Perkins, what do all these blowouts mean to you?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. When it comes down to the Celtics, they would never be measured on what they do in the regular season. That postseason start April 20.
Okay, well, next stop, Los Angeles. The Hawks, they led the Clippers by as many as 29 points. This was a one-sided affair. Paul George said after the game, right now, I don't think we have an identity. So, Austin, do they have time to find one?
Well, I hope so. But there's not a lot of time left. We only got about, 12, 13 games left? I thought they found their identity when they went 25-5 in 30 games.
It's a little bit confusing that this is happening at this point. And then speaking of two teams, we're kind of still trying to figure out the Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. No Giannis Antetokounmpo in this one. So we thought, okay, it's going to be Dame time. Well, it was, but it was also Portis time, Brian.
I mean, this guy has the ability to get super hot. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, just admire it.
The Portis portal is open. I'm trying to think of what's
job.
The time version of that.
Trademark, the Portis portal.
He pulled up for three again and again.
I remember earlier in the year, I referenced Naz Reid as the best big off the bench, and Perk reminded me about this guy right here, Bobby Portis. My man has been must-see buckets off the bench.
I just read his lips. He said something about Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
It. Third quarter here, under 7 minutes to go. Kevin Durant pulls for three. Then we have Devin Booker. His jumper, that would be good as well. So Phoenix, after trailing big in the first half, was able to really get themselves back in. Again, this is just the 27th game we've seen their big three play here, Austin.
They got to continue to figure that out. I want to see a point guard with them just to make the offense flow a little bit better. But, kind of like that guy.
See, I love anything that makes Austin go, that's always the shot you want to see Damian Lillard hit. Then the fourth quarter here, under 4 minutes to go. The Bucks up by 11 at this point. Dame Lillard, this is why they got him, to close. Step back, that's good. Lillard had 31 points to go with his 16 assists. The Bucks win easily without Giannis. 140-129. Every time the Suns, they went into that lead, they just couldn't quite get over the hump. So the Suns lost this game really in the first half, I think. The Bucks tied an NBA record with 18 made threes in the first half. The Suns were just 3-for-13 from distance. But Kendrick Perkins, I heard you spy something.
I'm Kendrick Perkins, better known as Big Perk, and nothing gets past me.
Freeze!
Just when you thought it did get past me, there I am. I spy a problem. I spy it all. Carry the hell on. Hello, world. Happy Monday. And look, I'm not trying to be a guy that's going to beat on a dead horse and continue to shoot shots at Kevin Durant. Damn it, but the film no lie. Women lie, men lie, but the film don't. And look, last night game, look at Kevin Durant. We're talking about arguably the greatest scorer to ever touch the damn basketball. Not involved in the offense. Okay, you want to take a couple nights back. Look at Kevin Durant again. And body language says it all. I understand sometimes you have to be a floor spacer, but look at his body language. Not being involved in the offense. This cannot happen if you're the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant, right? 4 points in the last 3/4 quarters in 28 minutes of action. We're talking about KD. We're talking about Kevin Durant, a certified bucket getter. That cannot happen, Wendy. That cannot happen, Malika. That cannot happen, Austin, if you're the Phoenix Suns and you're trying to make a push in the Western Conference.
I know you have been keying in on Kevin Durant's role in all of this. And there have been so many issues that we have looked at with the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns in reality, not the Phoenix Suns on paper, including their fourth quarter issues, including whether or not a point guard is needed. They went out and got Isaiah Thomas. Does that mean that they're saying maybe there's something that they're trying to sort of backfill on that? What is their biggest issue to you, Brian?
They are the number eight offensive team for the whole game, for the season. In the first quarter, they ranked fifth in offense, the studs that we thought they would be. In the fourth quarter, which you talk about beating a dead horse, but I can't get around this. In the fourth quarter, these Suns are 30th.
Damn.
30th! Dead last in fourth quarter offense. And by the way, their fourth quarter defense ain't much better. This team gets boat raced in fourth quarter. I'm talking the difference between them at 30 and the team at 29, which is Miami, is the same difference between 29 and 8. That's how much of a difference and how bad they are in the fourth quarter. They can't survive being that bad in the fourth quarter. Now, look, there's obviously point guard is an issue. If you got a real point guard, you've played point guard in the NBA, Austin, you're going to make sure that Kevin Durant gets his hands on the ball. But that can't just be explained. It's obviously part of the issue. But here's the thing, Malika, you're talking about they've only played 29 games with their big three. That's fair. The last 14 games that those three guys have played together, they're 7-7. So it's not happening, and that's extremely problematic since this roster is mostly locked in.
And my issue, you know, to even piggyback on what you just said in terms of them having a point guard is they don't need to go find an all-star point guard. I just want them to have somebody just to hold, just to organize. You know, when I talk about, like, I always reference the Miami Heat when they had a big three. They have a point guard that people don't really talk about. He gets lost in the weeds a little bit. Mario Chalmers. He wasn't a guy that they had bringing up the ball to do pick and rolls. No, he got the ball in LeBron and Dwayne Wade's hand because they had Chris Bosh there.
Right.
But he hit spot shots. He played defense. And he just got them organized when it got a little bit sticky and iso-y. He was kind of able to kind of, you know, hold his own and have a voice. I feel like they need that. We saw how good the Suns were when they had Chris Paul. I understand he had to go. But I just feel like they need someone there to help organize these three. Because in the fourth quarter, we just see them pass it to one another, and it just they have to make magic on some iso
bucket. But see, that is disturbing. That is disturbing. We're talking about a group of veterans. We're talking about Kevin Durant, a top, 10, 15, whatever you want to call him, greatest player of all time.
And the road does not get easy.
It's not, but we're talking about guys that are underrated playmakers. Kevin Durant, he mentioned a month ago about being in the GOAT conversation. You know how you take that leap of actually being in the GOAT conversation? Of actually being a leader on the floor. Go get the ball. I played with KD when he actually won the MVP. When Russ went out, go look at KD numbers. Yes, he was putting up buckets, but go look at the two-man game when he was playing the point forward. And him and Serge Ibaka was mastering that two-man game. And they were finding me on the dunker spot for easy buckets. Kevin Durant could do it. He got to want to do it.
I can say it one sentence. They miss Chris Paul.
It's as simple as that. All right, coming up on NBA
Today. It
was Today,
one sentence.
Perk, you're taking us on a little road trip.
Am I?
You're going to show us where the Knicks and the Warriors are headed. Should we pack for a long trip here or an earlier ending?
I mean, pack light.
I don't know. Yeah. I am
a
character. Speaking of endings, though, will the Lakers make it farther than the Warriors this postseason? There's actually a 50% chance LeBron and Steph are going to meet in the play-in this season. Plus, why Zion could lead the Pels to their highest seeding since 2008. We're going to fill in the blank. The biggest questions for Zion, Ant, Donovan Mitchell, and more. That's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
This is a fun matchup between these two teams.
Two franchises littered with Hall of Fame players, some of the greatest names in the history of the sport.
Yeah, one!
Point guard matchup, Curry and Brunson is the headliner.
Here's Curry for the record. It's good! There it is!
Go!
There's a lot of basketball left to be played and still plenty more to prove.
It's time now for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. The Knicks defense has been airtight as of late, holding opponents to just 83 points per game over their last five. But remember, New York will be without OG Anunoby against Steph and the Golden State Warriors tonight. So Austin and Bryant, they are rolling with the Warriors, but Kendrick Perkins is holding fast to that title of mayor of New York. He is sticking with the New York Knicks. I'm rolling with Golden State. So that's who we've got. But the question is, who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. You see, Perk,
we got
your photo back in there. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. I think that we need the next photo you take, though, needs to be in the shirt that
That's a skinny man's
way. Perk's playing checkers. Austin's playing chess.
Guess what else we playing right now? We playing Perk's roadmap.
So. Well, yeah, because the world doesn't just want to know who you're picking in this game. They want to know who you got, how folks are getting there this season.
Yeah, some of what I do every week, I travel and I pack lightly, okay? You know, a couple suits. I may repeat at times, but I'm going to repeat this, okay?
Let's start with the New York Knicks.
Let's start with them. Hey, look. The sign is, look at that face. Look at that face and the beard. But do not enter. You know why? The Knicks defense is suffocating. It is suffocating. When you talk about identity, they're one of the few teams in the league defensively that has an identity. And it's led by Tom Thibodeau. It carries to Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. When you talk about teams that get into you and make you uncomfortable, they are the instigators night in and night out. Also, when it comes down to Jalen Brunson, couple back-to-back 40 pieces, all flats he's been giving people. Closing games, great win against Sacramento. Now we're traveling a little bit. Austin, do you agree with that?
I do. I love the Knicks. I love their defense. I love how they play on both sides of the ball. You know, when we talk about Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, OG, they got multiple guys who can get after it.
Yep.
This is a team you don't want to play early on in the playoffs where you got to go out there and get a bucket. Is that game going to slow down? Them guys going to strap up.
I actually,
90s basketball.
I'm actually liking you this morning. Great outfit. Wendy?
Jalen Brunson dribbles 480 times a game. They play like it's 1997. He brings it down. They slow it down. They play a low possession game. Grind it out. They got a strategy. They do it every single night. You got to respect it.
So y'all are riding shotgun in the Perkmobile on this one. What's our next stop? Golden State?
Here you go. Let me get it together.
Let's see.
Watch the turn.
Oh.
There we go. Trouble. This is just symbolizing what we're about to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Now we're popping wheelies. Back it up. Beep, beep. There it is. Flying straight.
Hold on.
Well, just like this.
Watch that. Bam.
Just like this driving skills.
That was perfect.
Golden State has a rough
That was ahead. Perfect. They do. Right now, in the play-in tournament, I understand Steph been balling. Jonathan Kuminga, Pajinski been bringing what he brings to the table. Klay has found his niche off the bench. But let's be honest here. They got to get into the postseason. And when you look at guys, the teams that are in the play-in tournament, we know how they match up against the Los Angeles Lakers. I know they beat them on Sunday, but that was without AD. He went out early. AD was on the course of dominating that game. The Warriors have to get into the postseason. Then they have to battle throughout the postseason. And Steph Curry is not a young spring chicken. He's pretty old, so he's going to have to battle.
So as we look at the play-in race here in the Western Conference, look at the team that's tailing closely the Warriors in the standings, the Los Angeles Lakers. Perk, take us on the last stop on our little road trip here.
Let me get the truck right.
All right.
Got to back it up. And then you got to.
Oh, that was good job.
There it is.
You see?
That's pretty solid.
Put the face right there.
That was pretty solid.
A stop sign. A stop sign. I wish I could have had a stoplight to do both of them. But let's just stop all the talk about the Lakers are going to make this magical run. And I understand what LeBron James brings to the table. But let's be honest. They actually dropped the ball at the trade deadline. You know why? Because they needed to get better at the perimeter. On the defensive side of things, if you look at what De'Aaron Fox is averaging against them right now, it's like 36 points per game. And then you look at Atlanta and what they're doing with DeJounte Murray, a guy who was on their radar. Right now, he's balling. He just beat the Clippers last night. So the Lakers have not figured out how to stop the perimeter. We saw what Steph did. We saw what Klay did on Sunday night, again, Sunday afternoon, excuse me. The Lakers are dead bird tall grass.
Are you going to stop at that stop sign? Or are you doing the California stop where you kind of like roll through
slowly? When did you feel the same way?
I'm in that shotgun seat. Perk gets big cars.
Have you seen the car that he rents when he comes to Los Angeles? It's a boat.
Look, over the last 15 games, which is back into early February, they're 28th in defense.
Mm. Come on, Wendy.
Come on, 28th. What are we talking about?
I still have faith, man. I have belief. Even
he's
even
out. Throw him out.
I'm in the car behind. That's okay.
Catch Uber.
I'm treading carefully.
Yeah, catch Uber.
I still got faith, LeBron, AD. Come on, man.
It's an NBA special edition doubleheader. We're going to start in Philadelphia. The 76ers hosting the Heat. That's at 7:30 Eastern. And then the Knicks, they square off against the Golden State Warriors that Perk put that rough road ahead sign on. Our coverage, it starts with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern on ESPN and the app. Coming up on NBA Today, after going viral this weekend, NBA champ Eddie House, his son Jalen, they joined the
My
show.
My Mbutu brother.
Where does watching Jalen take it to the NCAA tournament rank for Eddie? What is happening?
You see it?
You're watching the ESPN tournament.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A remarkable, astounding week for the North Carolina State Wolfpack.
We're going to the NCAA tournament, baby!
And now they're going dancing, too.
Everybody dance now! March Madness, baby, we're going to make a run.
March Madness, indeed.
Number one goes down.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
One of my favorite moments of Champ Week came in the Mountain West Conference Championship game. It was courtesy of New Mexico's Jalen House, the son, of course, of Eddie House, who was in the stands watching Big Perk's teammate in the 08 Celtics Championship squad. Jalen, he dropped 28 points to help the Lobos punch their ticket in the big dance, including a clutch and one late. And let's just say his dad had a pretty animated reaction. And look who is joining us here on NBA Today now. It is Jalen and Eddie House. Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Of course.
Thanks for having us. We got the matching chain.
Yeah. What's going on?
It's not matching.
It's not matching. We have to go on the record and make sure that father and son are not matching.
You feel me? No. Jalen. This is This is my initials.
Yeah, this one's a little fat. This one's a little fatter than his.
Oh, I knew you were coming with this type of energy. Jalen, I want to start with you here because you have been around high-level players your entire life, including watching our friend Kendrick Perkins here win a championship with your father. How long have you been visualizing a moment like this for yourself?
I mean, since I can remember, I mean, I've been trying to get to the tournament all five of my years. So, I mean, it's just an amazing feeling to finally be able to do this.
It was pretty amazing to watch. And Eddie, I couldn't help but smile watching you celebrate your son lead New Mexico to a conference championship. Where does this rank for you in terms of top moments?
Well, I would say it was really the best day of my life.
You know, I feel like this is a family reunion right now. And the first thing I text Eddie House was, I said, man, I love you, brother, and I'm proud of you. And the reason being is because I used to babysit Jalen.
Eddie, you trusted Kendrick to babysit Jalen.
No, I didn't trust. I didn't trust Perk. I trusted Van. So
Vanity we trust. Understood. No. We just had to clear that up.
So I'm a proud uncle, and I'm sitting up here watching Jalen give that work. But I want to talk about the balance. Tell the world what y'all, you know, the type of things y'all talk about behind the scenes, E-House, how you keep Jalen mind frame in the right head space, knowing that, you know, guys are going to come after him night in and night out because of the name on the back of his jersey.
Well, I'll say this. J-No, from the beginning, you know, it's always been about him. I never try to make it about me. It's not about me. I go places, people are going to say, hey, yeah, you know, this, that, and the other. But it's really about Jalen. It's Jalen's moment, okay? This is his time. Mm-hmm. It's time to shine. And so I did an interview after the game. They said, he's in the shadow of you. I said, no, he's not in my shadow. He's creating his own footsteps, and this is him. His name is Jalen House, and don't forget it. He's creating his own path. He's blazing his own path, and it has nothing to do with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing is I'm a support for him. I lock in as a dad, you know, and tell him, no, you that guy. You know, remember that.
Jalen, what does it mean to you to have your dad not only say that and put you first, but then see him show up the way he did, go viral for showing up that way, cheering like he did in the stands for you this weekend?
I mean, it feels good. He hasn't been able to come out to many games this year because he's been working with the Celtics. So just being able to show out in front of him in the championship game, I mean, who doesn't want to go out that way in front of their parents?
I love that so much. And did you get any texts about, hey, did you see your dad? Did you see how he was putting on in the stands this weekend?
Yeah, we got a group chat with like my family or like my cousins and some of my friends, and we got a screenshot of that right there. Him like, so he was just laughing at that this whole little week.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
So nephew, tell us what's next right now. Like, what's the mindset of the team? What's your mindset going into the tournament? Do you guys strongly believe that you have an opportunity, and are you ready to embrace the challenge?
Of course. I mean, we're not going in there to lose. I don't know a player who going in there to lose. I mean, we got a full train of steam, like I said on the interview after the game. I don't think anybody want to see us right now. We really locked in offensively and defensively.
Kendrick, what are you doing at 3:10 Eastern on Friday? You're going to watch him play Clemson?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Long as I don't have to see this face right here, I'm cool with watching my nephew.
And I don't want to see your face either.
Guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Man, that was so much fun. Jalen House, though, isn't the only player with an NBA father on his own team. Woo. Fellow New Mexico player, Jamal Mashburn Jr., of course, the son of Jamal, DJ Wagner, Mason Miller, Jameer Nelson Jr., all among the NCAA tournament players with NBA fathers. Pretty cool to watch that father-son connection. But it's not only family ties when it comes to the NBA. This year's men's tournament, Duquesne won 4 games in 5 days to win the Atlantic 10 tournament, punched their first ticket to the big dance since 1977. Nice. And the Dukes, they're led by head coach Keith Dambrot, who also, right, coached LeBron James in high school at St. Vincent St. Mary's. And Dambrot, who announced he will retire after the tournament, he talked about the differences of coaching this team versus LeBron after the big win. Take a listen.
I try to treat him like my own son, and by that what I mean is I tell him the absolute truth, even if it hurts their feelings. And I treated LeBron the same way, and I think he didn't like it much when he played for me, but he liked what he made at the end of the day, which I take no credit for. He was that good without me. But my point is if you really care about people, you have to tell them the truth and you have to treat them like your own family.
Amen. Well, LeBron posted on social media after the Dukes win. Yes, sir. Punch that ticket to the big dance. Congratulations. Love you, Coach Dan Brott and Coach Drew Joyce.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's. Download the Tournament Challenge app and fill out your men's and women's brackets now.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, I feel like my bracket gets busted before games even start playing. But coming up on NBA Today, what will the West play-in bracket look like? Watch out. We're giving Perk a whiteboard. We're filling in the blanks. That's next.
I got it right?
Yes.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament.
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern, why UConn's road to repeat is the toughest path through the tournament for this season's top seeds. Plus, Adam Schefter has the latest details on the Steelers' plans with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And what Dak's reconstructed deal means for the Cowboys' offseason. SportsCenter, 6 Eastern on ESPN.
Wednesday night, it's another NBA doubleheader starting in Boston. Jason Tatum and the Celtics hosting Giannis and the Bucks. That's going to be a good one at 7:30 Eastern. Then Steph and the Warriors taking on the Grizzlies. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7 on ESPN and the app. Oh my goodness, the count keeps growing. Have you downloaded the ESPN Tournament Challenge app to fill out your men's and women's brackets you do not want to miss?
I got mine, Zia.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out. The fun is going to get underway soon. You need to get it done before the action begins. But while you all are filling out your brackets at home, we're going to do a little fill in the blank in studio. What we're going to do is hop around the basketball landscape. Have you all give me a word that best sums up your reaction to any given moment that happened over the weekend? You got it? You ready? All right, let's do it. Brian Windhorst, my friend, avert your eyes, because we're starting with your alma mater, Kent State. Who took
I thought this was an NBA show.
Over Akron with 6.2 seconds left, but then Julius Rollins proceeded to foul on purpose as though they had the lead. Brian, fill in the blank.
I thought this was an NBA show.
This foul
that's my guy,
was
Rob Senderoff.
What? This foul was pain. Oh, Brian.
They had him beat. Look, as I told Rob, there was 6 seconds left. Akron had a timeout. Maybe they call a timeout and set up a game-winning play. They could have lost seven or
Austin
eight different
ways. Austin is feeling this pain for you.
I didn't like seeing that. I didn't even see that footage till now.
That hurt really bad.
All right. Well, this also happened this weekend, Brian. We won't revel in or sit too long
Thank
in
you.
Your pain.
I love you, Rob.
This is the final 15 seconds of the Warriors-Lakers game. It lasted for over 20 minutes of real time thanks to a series of replay reviews, shot clock malfunctions. Austin, fill in the blank. The Lakers-Warriors ending was what, sir?
I'm going with the Irishman ending. I don't know if you've seen the movie.
It lasted
a lot of
forever.
Star power, just like that game had. You know, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, but it was just too damn long. That was just ridiculous.
At some point, it became comical. It just kept going and going.
It
was funny, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Then Affleck took a nap.
2 minutes, it was funny, and then it was like, oh, all right, are we going to have to come into studio to fill some see what this is going to happen. All right. This happened on Saturday night, though, right? Jalen Brunson, the Knicks. This was one of the best games of the season. Beat the Kings 98-91 thanks to 42 from the Knicks All-Star. So, Perk, did you see this move, though? Fill in the blank. Jalen Brunson's move that he put on Keon Ellis. Where'd he go? What happened there? Whoop. Was what? Oh, my gosh.
His controller broke.
He finished over two, by the way.
Just insane.
Yeah,
I'm not writing that much. It was triple B's. Big body Brunson. And it don't mean, look, just physicality. That means all across the board. That means the craftiness. That means everything. By the way, congratulations to Jalen Brunson, Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
Well, yeah. Let's head to the West.
That's what that
now
means.
After we saw the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Zion has the Pelicans only a game out of fourth place. Williamson is averaging 28.6 points on 63% shooting in his last five games, his most points over a five-game span this season. So, Mr. Windhorse, the Pelicans, they will finish as which seed in the West?
I'm going to say five, but I'm going to point something out. The only reason I'm saying five is because their schedule is hard. I know no one's maybe paid attention. The Clippers have struggled. The Clippers now have a one-game lead over the Pelicans in the loss column, and the Pelicans have the tiebreak. Clippers better watch out because this could turn into a four, legit, in a couple weeks.
Five.
I'm going with the four. I got the Pelicans as my sleeper to come out of the Western Conference. Right now, they're clicking on all cylinders. And by the way, Zion Williamson looks engaged. He's speaking with confidence. He's playing with confidence. This is the Zion Williamson that we've been waiting on.
Yeah, I agree with Wendy. I'm going five. Okay. Five, four, somewhere around there. But I'm going to stick with five. I like this team. I've talked about it all season, the length that they have, the size.
Yep.
Zion's tapping in right now. I still see them as the middle of the pack, though.
We also talked about how matchup-wise, they're the one team that when they're firing on all cylinders, like you mentioned, you actually feel good about them not matchup dependent. They kind of have a little bit of everything, which is different than some of the higher seeds that we're talking about in the Western Conference. Like, oh yeah, the Timberwolves could advance if they get these certain matchups.
Yeah, and I love their depth that you're making a reference to there. They can play a lot of different ways. They can go down their bench. They're not even playing Zion that many minutes. Not playing Brandon Ingram that many minutes. They're positioned to make a run here.
Well, let's go to some concerning news out of Cleveland. After returning from a seven-game absence due to a PRP injection, Donovan Mitchell expressed his frustration at not blowing by defenders. That's his words. Due to that knee, he seemed resigned to needing a little bit of extra rest here. So, Brian, they will make which round in the playoffs? Perk Austin, you can answer this as well.
They're going to make the second round, I'm going to say, because I believe that Donovan will be okay, hopefully, by the end of the season. But they have a now two-game lead on the Knicks. The Knicks are right up on them after having a big lead for the 3-4. You fall into four, all of a sudden you're on the same side of the bracket as the Celtics.
Yeah.
The Cavs were thinking they were going to get two. Now Donovan's back out again. Evan Mobley and Max Strus are out tonight in Indiana. The Cavs have been derailed here by injuries.
Their ceiling is a first-round exit.
Agreed.
It's concerning right now. And right now, you're looking at the Eastern Conference. We know the Miami Heat is lurking, right? We know what the Boston Celtics are going to do. We seeing flashes from Giannis and the Bucks with Dame Dolan doing his thing under Doc Rivers and the Knicks. I thought I was watching a football game the other night. That's how physical they playing.
You just whack yourself in the head.
What is Dalton Lincoln? So you said it. I'm going first round exit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Donovan Mitchell. Big fan of his game. I love Garland. I love some of the talent they have there. But we saw last year in the playoffs, they struggle with physicality. Mm-hmm. Right now, they matched up with the Knicks or possibly the Magic. Both teams play physical and play defense.
Right.
They just don't, matchup-wise, I don't see them getting it together and beating either of those teams first round. I don't.
Well, and we're
Orlando. Good. When they're healthy, they're very good.
Yes.
Don't
shout out to Orlando.
One Cavs star. We're going to go from one Cavs star to another. We all saw that lefty game winner that Kyrie Irving hit against the Nuggets that we started our show with. I feel like we need to see it one more time. It was that insane.
Crazy.
We need to fill in the blank here. This shot was, what is the Kendrick Perkins, we ask him often to do a word of the day for us. I need a word of the day from all of us on this Kyrie Irving shot.
I hope I got this right.
Yeah.
Bam! It was award-winning. Award-winning. That's what it was.
Bam.
It was award-winning.
I think that's
what
that's
it was.
Right.
Is that a word or two words?
No,
it's two words, but so what? Award-winning.
Nobody normal would take that shot.
Yeah.
You have to be crazy, abnormal, special.
Yeah.
And he is.
What do you got for this one, Austin?
I don't really have anything.
I'm going to roll with her. I'm going to do mind-blowing. Yeah.
There we go.
That works.
That one word.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on NBA Today. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of afternoon with us. Enjoy the night's games, and we will see you tomorrow or on NBA Countdown.